Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. We are continuing our conversation on self-reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And we are up to a quote, this is it. The nonchalance of boys who are sure of dinner and would disdain as much as the Lord to do or say ought to conciliate one is the healthy attitude of human nature. Now, that was a little wordy and archaic. Let me say it again. The nonchalance of boys who are sure of dinner and would disdain as much as the Lord to do or say ought, which means otherwise, to conciliate one is the healthy attitude of human nature. When I was a little boy, my younger brother and I would go and play football a lot. We'd go play, well, it was supposed to be touch football, but it usually ended up in a brawl. But we would go play touch football. And I can remember those warm summer nights and hearing the cicadas and watching the lights beginning to flicker on. And we're still out there playing football. And eventually, it was across the street from my friend Bill's house. And his mother would come in and call Bill in, and that meant it was time for us to go home, so we would walk home. And I remember being just spent, dirty, you know, having sweated, run around, chased, laughed, challenged one another in call, stuff like that, and going home knowing that within a very few minutes I was going to have a delicious Southern dinner, that my mother was home making pork chops, mashed potatoes, gravy, collard greens, some nights fried chicken, some nights spaghetti. My mom made awesome spaghetti. But never in my mind, and this is the point Emerson's trying to make, never in my mind would I have doubted that there'd be food waiting for me when I got home. I usually could smell it as I was walking up the driveway. Never would I doubt. And yet, constantly do we doubt. Constantly do we doubt that things are going to work out, that things are going to be the way we would like them to be if we would just hang on long enough, that things are going to occur that we wish to make happen. We doubt. We wonder if there's going to be food in the kitchen when we get there. Emerson is saying we need to approach life with absolute certainty such that we know the food is going to be there, so much that we're nonchalant about it. It's just like, it's a given. Are your dreams a given or are they a hope for? Can you put your mind into a situation and a place where your dreams are a given, where you're no longer wishing, but where you're already experiencing it, as we talked about in a previous Jumpstart? Can you experience it so much that it becomes like a memory? That's what we need to do. Have that sort of a nonchalance, knowing in her gut. You know, the person I know who has the greatest degree of faith of anyone I've ever met is the Reverend Edwin Gaines. Edwin wrote the book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, from which I got the idea of going 21 days without complaining. I just added the bracelet, and Edwin's a very good friend of mine. And I love it because Edwin has said this many, many, many times to many, many people, including me. But when they are going through a difficult time, they'll call Edwin, and Edwin will talk in such powerful ways that things are going to work out. And invariably, you find yourself saying, oh, I wish I have your faith. And you know what Edwin always says? Have it. Have it. It's a choice. Have it. Have my faith. Have my belief. So today, have your faith. Have your belief. Know it in your gut. Watch and see what happens. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Be sure and leave questions and comments below. Bye-bye.